are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you still here? Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arcoli Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know. Don't worry. You came to the right place. We will soothe the weary electorate soul with music and musings, emphasis on the music, great collection of songs, country tunes, folk tunes, oldies, listener requests in the mix, all designed to make us feel better, lift our spirits, push us towards action. It's all there. And we'll chat too, of course. Love to get you in the mix. So you're listening live. It is Tuesday, November 15th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion 347-857-4505. The 24/7 Twitter Tango. You know all about that. Join the dance when it works for you, live or on podcast at AB Writes. And boy, oh boy, are people been dancing big time. Social media bursting at the seams. And the Facebook page, so says our social media maven Aurora, is open for the show only. So have at us under the promo on the Amy Beth Arcoli page. So however you want to communicate, please do so. And to it all. Today is brought to you in part by Old Navy. There's still time to fall in for great style and fashions and savings at Old Navy. Also by Audiophile, from music to books to podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, 24/7. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arcoli Show. So grab yourself a cup of joe or maybe some herbal tea to calm down and get ready for our little musical journey, looking for peace and understanding and common ground. I think the Staple Singers know a place. Let's tag along. We open up the Amy Beth Arcoli Show. Welcome aboard.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying.
Nothing funny about peace, love, and understanding, especially these days. Elvis Costello to the rescue on the Amy Beth Arcui Show and Mavis Staples and Company. I'll take you there. Music can heal that soul, and we need it. We need those random acts of kindness big time now. Please reach out to each other. Show compassion, kindness where you can, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your loved ones, to strangers, to people you disagree with. Let's reach out. We've got to be there for each other. It's so important as we navigate our way around this so-called new normal. Mm-hmm. I know, it's going to be tough for a lot of folks, but we can get through it, and we can channel that energy positively, and a lot of it is tending your own garden, so to speak. Hate to use an analogy, because I don't exactly have the greenest of green thumbs, but you know what I'm saying. And Twitter feed is abuzz at AB Writes. Already checking in, I love it. Nixie says, hey, great to have you live, listening, enjoying it. Really need this show now. Thank you so much, AB. Well, thank you, Nixie, for chiming in. Bryn says, the unthinkable has happened, but your comforting words and great music help us through. Paulie, echoing those sentiments, music can heal the soul. Big time. Thank you for playing it and saying it the way it needs to be said. Well, like those tweets. Keep it going, kids. AB Writes, live or on podcast. And if you happen to be listening live on Tuesday, November 15th, you can chime in via the two tin cans and the string deal at the phone line, 347-857-4505. And yeah, sometimes those little country comforts, they can help us give them a chance. This is Elton John on the Amy Beth Arcui Show.
Soon the pines will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw
bitter as the ones behind you. Be an optimist instead, and somehow happiness will find you. Forget what happened yesterday.
On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Patty Griffin captured live. No more bad news. Yeah, really, we can't do it. And Country Comfort from the great Elton John. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Hey, thank you so much for tagging along for this decompressing music and musings ride. We're trying. We are, I know. Twitter feed already rolling at AB Writes. Davey chiming in. Love the show, listening live. Always love the music. Really need it now. And Pearlie says, oh, I love your show so much. We'll listen to it again on podcast. You have a comforting, soothing way about you, and I'm enjoying the songs. Well, thank you, Pearlie. No pressure on calming people down, but we'll try. Got to keep us all in check and all in balance, because I know how it is. We're all over the map in the emotional department. I get it. And there's lots to be said about the Steve Bannon business with the Trump White House. Not a great signal to put the kind of sexist, misogynistic Steve Bannon from the Breitbart News as your chief strategist and advisor. I don't know. Donald Trump says he wants to bring unity together, and I believe that he wants to, and we have to give him a chance because, look, we have no choice, right? We have to respect the process, accept the results, but we don't have to respect the man. He has to earn that respect, and we can't just wash away this 18-month campaign of hatred and misogyny and bigotry and fear that was being ginned up. It doesn't just go away with one calming statement from an erratic man who, frankly, has a very deplorable past to reckon with as well. So that being said, we have no choice, and we have to hope that things come together and work out. But early signs are not so much. But let's try to channel our frustrations and our concerns in positive ways. We have to be vigilant. I think we do have to give him a chance. But we have to watch, and we have to be the loyal opposition. And I think people can protest. A lot of people say it's enough already with the protest. I'm not saying that. I don't want riots. I don't want violence on either side. There's a lot of uptick in hate crimes and hate speech, and we need to dampen that down and we need to calm down. I think we all need to be as kind as we can be to ourselves and to each other. I think that starts there, and we work our way out beyond. But politically speaking, you know, folks who are so inclined need to mobilize and need to watch and need to be vigilant on that, because the Constitution could be in peril. I don't want to be an extremist. I don't want to be an alarmist, but we need to take those steps. But the first thing is to calm down and accept and relax and kind of reframe the way we look at the world a little bit. But with, you know, sometimes when bad things happen or unexpected things happen, people come together. And that's what I'm hoping for, that we can all come together and extend the kindness and the love to each other. And start with yourself and be kind to yourself and decompress and maybe click off the news. You know, we've talked about the great Dr. Andrew Weil's news fast before, how I used to always joke about how I couldn't engage in that because when I was in radio full-time, there was no getting around it. Now I'm doing radio part-time, and it's still hard to get around it because, let's face it, I am a news and political junkie. And also, you know, you're engaged, and everybody who is involved in it is engaged. But I also notice that it's good to pull back a little bit because there are other things going on. There are other things to divert your attention. There's reading, there's writing, there's, well, there's not really arithmetic too much for me, but except balancing the checkbook. But, I mean, there are other things to do. Music certainly soothes my soul. That's one of my things. Movies I love. Do things you love. You know, do something that gives you joy. Taking long walks really helps me. I mean, there are things that you can do to take care of yourself, eat well, sleep well, and just the world is not over. We go on. And we are in a great country. And this is the process we go through, but we have to make sure that the process remains and that our rights and freedoms remain. And so we have to work on that. But take care of each other and be kind. Be nice. I know people are so nervous about what's going to happen on Thanksgiving in terms of getting together with friends and family who might have differing political views. Maybe not talk about politics. Maybe suggest we don't go there. That's not a good place to go. If you have to go there, try to keep an open mind and try to keep your temperature and your emotions to a low roar. That's kind of a suggestion. Think about it. Relax. Take a couple of deep breaths and enjoy the food. That's that would happen. So reach out to us, of course, at 24/7 Deal at Twitter at AB Writes. And if you happen to be checking in with us live on Tuesday, November 15th, you can call us. Very few people do these days, but I love it. The old-fashioned radio gal that I am, 347-857-4505 to engage in a caller or two. Not a problem. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to a couple of folks that we lost along the way. Gwen Ifill died, the pioneering newscaster and journalist, award-winning author. Worked on NBC News and the host for the last several years of the PBS NewsHour. So young, she was only 61. I had no idea that she had been ill, but she certainly broke through a lot of barriers for women and for African Americans. Gwen, thank you for your service. Rest in peace. And we lost some musical luminaries, too, including Curly Putnam, Clyde Curly Putnam, who you probably don't know as a household name, but he was a songwriter who wrote so many hits. Country genre in particular, including the classic Green Green Grass of Home, big hit for Tom Jones. Other folks have covered it, of course. And this classic from Tammy Wynette, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Divorce, remembering Clyde Curly Putnam on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
And quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. I see, oh, why, maybe, yes, you are, please, are my answer. But the words we're hiding from him now, there's a heart cry.
Spell out all the hurt. Thank you very much.
He said, I love you till I die. Holding you again tight. I watched the years pass slowly by. She still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. And when I'm crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all. And hoping she'd come back again. Found love letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined and read every single I love. I went to see my friend today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her instead. They placed a roof upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. But he stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. Well, this time he's over her. He stopped loving her today. They placed a roof upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Thank you.
Jones, and they call that one the quintessential country song, He Stopped Loving Her Today. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, another classic penned by Clyde Curley Putnam, and tell me why that's classic, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, divorce, remembering Curley Putnam. Indeed, the music helps those country comforts, right? And the music goes on, even though sometimes the musicians pass on. Sad to report, Leon Russell passed away, too, the other day at the age of 74. He was the musician's musician. This is a guy, you know him, right? That distinct gravelly voice, the big beard, the hat. But he was someone who was in the music business for a long time before he became a performer, or a star himself, I should say, always performing on a lot of other people's albums. He was part of the Wall of Sound band with Phil Spector. He was part of recording on Frank Sinatra albums, led the Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen band, and wrote so many songs for a lot of people, from the Carpenters to Elton John, and then, of course, had his own hits, like Tightrope and A Song for You, etc. So big, big career, and left behind so much music, that's for sure, including this classic. He recorded it, too, but the one who had the bigger hit with it, the other guy with the gravelly voice we're talking about, Joe Cocker. It's Leon Russell's Delta Lady on the Amy Beth Show.
Woman out the country, now I find you longing in your soft infertile too. And I wish the sun to satisfy your longing for the warmth and tender shelter. Yeah.
Front line was hiding, yeah. better if my world don't come together. Listen to the melody, for my love's in their hiding someplace. Love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. Oh, we were alone and I was singing this song.
Show with his friends, a song for you that'll soothe your soul indeed. And the Carpenters, they have a big top 40 hit with Superstar, a song Leon co-wrote with Bonnie Bramlett. I kind of like the Bette Midler version, but Karen Carpenter has a great rich voice too. And so many folks covered that song. And Joe Cocker, Delta Lady. Leon Russell, wow, passed away at the age of 74, but boy, oh boy, did he work hard, leave behind a great legacy of music. Well done, sir. Rest well. The music lives on. Indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So happy to share some time with you and some great music to soothe our soul and get our heads together, if you know what I mean. And sometimes the muses will strike when you least expect it. You know, I've been honest with you and telling you that the last several months since my mom's passing have been real tough for me creatively speaking and every way. But the creative channels have kind of been cluttered and blocked. But I face the page every day, go to that journal and write blather and dither and just sit there and see what comes. And suddenly, the last couple of days, something's clicking. There's something going on. I'm not sure where it's going to go. Not sure if it's going to last or it's going to really take hold. But I'm excited for the first time in a long time about a possible project. So you just never know. You got to show up. And the alchemy can start stirring itself and working its magic. So I'm happy to say that. And I'm also happy that our Inspiration Action Challenge success story, Pamela, in Park Slope, Brooklyn, kind of echoes that. She writes in, I've been doing the challenge for over a year now after many years of dormancy and, frankly, feeling like I would just give up. But you perked me, you got my spirits going, and gave me some discipline and focus, and suddenly I'm working, and guess what? I have a lot of poetry here, so much so I think I'm going to entertain a chapbook, might even get a small press interested. How about that, Pamela? Good for you. Hey, good luck with it. Please keep going, and please keep us posted. If the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to give you a shout-out, because you deserve the accolade for the hard work you put in, but you also, you know, you're spurring each other on. That's what we do here. We try to egg each other on and coax us to get to through a good place creatively. So reach out. It's the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, and I will give you that shout-out. On the other hand, if you need some coaxing, you're saying to yourself, you know, I'm kind of in this creative ditch. I don't know what to do. Reach out. Let's start that creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is always on me. You got nothing to lose. About a half hour, we just chat about the challenge, basically. I give you a primer on how to do it, give you some other tips and tricks, and we see if we can get you out of that creative ditch and get you moving. No promises. But it can work, and it has worked for a lot of people, and I'm always so gratified when it does, because that's what we're really here for each other. And I think now more than ever we have to pull together and showcase each other's talents and showcase each other's desires and work together and make prop each other up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that indeed. So please reach out again. It's the website AmyBethArkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Kind of give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect because we get backed up, but we will do it, and I will help get you through. Hey, while you're at the website, you can also peruse my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are all available for ebook and paperback, some other goodies there as well. You can also chime in with your Forgotten 45 and big story requests and maybe inquire about being a guest on the show. So one-stop shopping over there. And we'll see what we can do. Hey, the music continues with one that's a twofer. Well, it's a singular song for two people. Is that a twofer? I don't know. Twofer request, anyway. For Hallie and also for Newberry. It's Van Morrison. He'll get you moving as you come running. Van's there on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show.
By the side of the track when the train goes by, the wind and rain will catch you. You will sigh deep in your heart.
Oh, you're all talk.
Bless me. gotta hold on.
You gotta hold on. Redondi, great choice. It's Brittany Howard and Alabama Shakes on the Amy Beth Arcui Show. Also Van Morrison and Come Running. Indeed, the music keeps us running, that's for sure. And a man whose music kept people running for decades has passed. Leonard Cohen, you heard about this, the poet and singer-songwriter, passed away at the age of 82, left a legacy of great music, most notably as a songwriter, but did his own performances in his own unique way as well. His son Adam remembered his father's approachable elegance, his charisma without audacity, his old-world gentlemanliness, and the hand-forged tower of his work. As he says, he toiled in a tower of song, indeed. The song he's best known for, it's interesting, is a song called Hallelujah. You know this song, I'm sure. So many people covered it. But the thing of the story of this is that he originally recorded it on an album that his label would not release because they feared it would not be commercial enough. Well, Jeff Buckley, the late Jeff Buckley, recorded it. It became a masterpiece, and this is the one that they call the quintessential version. So Jeff Buckley with the Leonard Cohen classic, Hallelujah, on the Amy Beth Arcui Show.
But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
He spent a long time watching from
Talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed, while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
Leonard Cohen, remembering his exploits at the Chelsea Hotel on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Joan Baez working her great voice around the Cohen classic Suzanne and the quintessential version of Hallelujah, so they say, Jeff Buckley on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, remembering Leonard Cohen, who passed away at the age of 82 just a couple of days ago. That music, those words, will reverberate throughout the universe forever. Thank you, Mr. Cohen, indeed. Did you happen to catch Saturday Night Live last weekend? Fitting cold open they did with Kathleen McKinnon in her guise as Hillary Clinton singing a verse of Hallelujah. It was sort of a double tribute. And, no irony, no comedy, just straightforward. And this says it all, indeed. People are really throwing Hillary under the bus early, aren't they? That's what happens in elections, I'll tell you. But even Donald Trump wants the Electoral College to be overturned next time. There are all these petitions around it. It's not going to happen. I understand that. But we really should go to this, the popular vote. That would be much fairer indeed. We'll talk more about politics in another show. A couple of programming notes. Do want to tell you that the Grateful Bounty this year will be a leftover serving of last year's feast. It was one of my mom's favorite shows, so we're going to honor that. I'm not sure if we're going to load it in for this Friday or next Tuesday, but we'll keep you posted on social media. It's a bounty of great music, harvest of your requests already in there, and just some great blessings, which we always wish you a bounty of blessings and someone to share them with. And this year we really need that, for sure. And we'll have a leftover edition, too, from a previous show. All those details, as you know, always posted on social media. And right now a lot of people are saying that, you know, they're thinking about packing it in and moving. Sounds tempting.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, throughout our entire show tonight, we've done an awful lot of jokes about the campaign this season and the election that's ongoing. We want to leave you with just one final thought.
people of all decency are bitter blue these days, but guess what? It will get better. We will carry on together, folks. Cat Stevens on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show and Capital Steps. Oh, Canada, don't move. Hang in there. Hang with us. We're Americans. We'll do it, indeed. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Arkwe Show at the Blog Talk Radio site, also on Stitcher and Mixcloud. Download episodes of iTunes and NetNow. Be on the listen, select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkwe.com. Friend me on Facebook. You can join the conversation 24/7 on Twitter at AB Writes. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. So we really want you to connect with us. You got that impression? Yeah, we do. And it's always fun to do so in real time or on podcast, however it works for you. I hope you have yourself good time, drive safe, play nice, dream big, take some time for yourself, and don't forget to come back and see us in the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. It's, I promise, not the end of the line. But we'll leave you here with the Wilburys. Take care. I love y'all.
Well, it's all right. Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay.
Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the end of the line,
the purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Car I drive.
The end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
The end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all.
Now I've heard everything.